今天是父亲节，我们感谢神，我们心中都很喜乐。
Today is Father's Day and we're joyful.
说到父亲节的信息，本来我在思想的时候，这个当以父的事为念，这是一个很好的题目。
And when I was thinking about the message for Father's Day, I think being of the Father's business may be a good topic.
也许是个最合适的题目，但是已经被通尼弟兄讲过了。
But it's probably the most appropriate, but it's already been.
我在准备的时候，就是思路总是回到那个，但是虽然已经知道这个Tony弟兄讲过了哈，但是怎么预备的时候，就是心思好像总是又回到那个题目上去。
So when I was preparing, my heart always kept going back to being of the Father's business.
但是神是丰富的，所以我想是接着Tony弟兄这个继续往下讲。
So the Lord is as an abundance Lord. So we continue to go with this topic.
因为时间关系，我们就经文就不再读了，还是从以弗所书第二章里来的。
Because of time, we're not going to read this.
在所应许的旧约上是局外人哈，这是讲保罗所讲的。
Paul said that we are not going to be in.If we're in the family, we're not outsiders.
接着这个以父的事为念，今天我们讲不再做局外人。
So being of the Father's business today, we contemplate on no longer being an outsider.
所以保罗说，他说我们应当纪念我们从前是怎样的，我们那时候是怎样的。
Paul said we have to remember how we were before.
那时候你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外。在所应许的诸约上是局外人。
So at that time you were without Christ, you're aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and the strangers from the covenant of promise.
上次Tony弟兄带我们看说，我们是不是应当以父的事为念，还是我们只想自己的事？
Last time we talked about whether we're about the Father's business or only about our own business.
今天我们一起来思想说，我要做一个局内人，还是做一个局外人。
So today we want to talk about whether we are insider or an outsider.
当然这个话是有背景的，局内人和局外人。这个背景是我们刚才所读的，在所应许的诸约上面。
So of course there's a background of the statement whether we're insider or an outsider, and that is the covenant of promise.
这是我们交通的背景。
This is a background of our sharing.
今天我们知道有很多的风潮哈，比如说这个 AI 这个出来了，你没有赶上，你就担心说我就变成一个局外人了。
So there's a lot of trends that's coming out, for example, AI, and if we're not
人工智能 yeah,
yeah, we're not following that, then we are we become an outsider.
今天我们讲的这个不再做局外人，它的背景是神所应许的诸约。
So the background of what we're sharing today is the covenant of promise.
那圣经里面有旧约有新约，那旧约里面我们最熟悉的就是西乃山借着摩西跟以色列人所立的约。
So in the Bible there's the New Testament or the New Covenant and the Old Testament or the Old Covenant, and the most familiar covenant is in the Old Testament is the covenant God made with Israel with and on Mount Sinai through Moses.
那这里说诸约哈是复数，你就知道它不止一个约。
So this the covenant is plural.
除了摩西的约，还有挪亚的约，还有亚伯拉罕的约，也还有大卫的约。
Beside Moses, the Mosaic covenant, there's also Noahic covenant and Abrahamic covenant and Davidic covenant.
因为罗马书第四章告诉我们说，亚伯拉罕他是一切相信之人的父，所以我们今天来看一看亚伯拉罕的约。
So we want to look at Abraham's covenant because he is the father of all who believe.
在看亚伯拉罕的约之前，我们稍微看一点点挪亚之约。我们都熟悉，所以我们就不读经文了。
So before we talk about the Abraham's Abraham's covenant, we want to touch upon Noah's covenant.
我们知道说洪水过后，神就与挪亚还有所有方舟里出来的立约，说从今以后就不再用这个洪水来毁灭地了。
After the judgment of the flood, God made a covenant not to use flood to destroy the earth again.
因为神已经审判过了，已经有承受刑罚的，所以不会再用水来刑罚。
Because God has already judged and punished, so He is not going to use water to punish.
所以我们通常把挪亚的约叫做一个安息的约，或者说一个和平的约。
So we often call the covenant with Noah the covenant of rest or the covenant of peace.
就是不再打仗了，就像今天有很多战争，不再打仗了，神不再追讨我们，这个是挪亚的约。
And because God is no longer going to punish, He no longer going to be at war with us.
我们每一个基督徒都会经历这个约，但是很可惜，有的时候，我们如果基督徒一生只经历这一个约，那就太可惜了。
All Christians will experience this covenant, but if all your life you only experience this covenant, it is sad.
现在我们来看亚伯拉罕的约。
Now let's take a look at the covenant with Abraham.
我们知道说这事以后，前面亚伯拉罕是有很多得胜的经历。
Before this, Abraham has a lot of experience with victory.
他已经搬了一个帐篷，一个帐篷又一个帐篷，他也经过一个祭坛，一个祭坛又一个祭坛。
So he moved from a tent to another tent to another tent, and he built an altar, an altar, and another altar.
好像他的生命可以到了一个高度，神可以向他来重生，当初召他的时候所要给他的应许。
So he has reached a height that allow him to bear the promise of God that made when he called him.
我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。
I am your shield, I will greatly reward you.
如果我们读下去的话，好像说如果亚伯拉罕没有马上接这个话，神接下去就会说。说到第七节，我是耶和华，曾领你出了加勒底的乌尔，为要将这地赐你为业。
If when God said that first statement, Abraham did not interrupt, God would be saying, like in verse 7, I will give you this land to possess.
Yeah, 好像那我们在思想说亚伯拉罕的回答，我们是很熟悉的。在亚伯拉罕的心中，我们说一面很稀奇，亚伯拉罕好像达到一个信心的高峰，但另一方面他的回答是说，我既无子，你还赐我什么呢？
So we are familiar with Abraham's answer, and he said, Lord, what will you give me since I'm childless?
本来是一个得胜之后，但是你可以看见说亚伯拉罕的心态他起了变化。
Even though he had victory, his heart's changed a little bit.
Yeah, 这不是我们揣测出来的。你看他怎么回答神的时候，你知道说在他的心里面有一个中文叫无以为继的感觉。
So we know, this is not our guess. We see how when he replied to God, he know that he doesn't have any sons to inherit.
他不会怀疑神的能力，不会怀疑神的丰富，但是他为什么会这个踌躇啊 ？Hesitate， 就是因为他看自己这个人不像是那个能够承受应许的人。
So even though he doesn't doubt God's power and His abundance, he thinks that he's just hesitate that maybe he's not the one who can get the inheritance.
虽然得胜过，好像说到这个应许的时候，心里面突然就没有力量了。
And so all of a sudden, he has no strength in his heart.
他可能在想，我离开本地已经多少年了，然后我在地上还会有多少年
？And he probably thinking that he has been gone from his homeland many years, And how many years does he have left?
所以当他说我既无子你还赐我什么呢，那这里面就是一种接受现实的感觉。
And since I'm childless, what else are you going to give me? It reflects the reality.
我们当然是没有办法跟亚伯拉罕来比。
We cannot compare ourselves to Abraham, of course.
他好像是很多很多得胜，但是他现在好像有点没有力量往前继续了。
And even though he has a lot of victories right now, it seems like he does not have the strength to move forward.
但我自己这个人不是说胜了很多觉得没力气了，是败了很多，败了一次又败了一次，然后就觉得说好像很没有力量了。
Personally, I think that it's not that I have a lot of victory, but a lot of failure, and seems like there's no strength in my heart to go forward.
也可能不是失败，就是人生当中很多的变故。
Or maybe it's not a failure, it is a lot of changes in life.
有大到外面的哈，你说疫情来了，有三年四年，我们的环境就完全的改变了。
And during the pandemic, the environment changed.
或者你看着外面美国的社会在一天天的往下走，每一个人都深受其害。
And we also see the American society going downwards morally.
到我们个人的身上，可能我们会突然事情发生，会失去健康，会失去工作，工作有变故，家庭有变故，健康出问题。
Or sometimes our health may have problems, and our work may have problems.
所以给我们一种的感觉就是无力为继。
So.Give us this feeling that we don't have the strength to inherit.
也有可能神祝福你，你说我一生诸事平顺哈，我都没有遇到过什么大的变故，我一切都很平顺。
Well, maybe you feel that your life is very smooth.
但是我们的生命的能力还是会一点一点漏掉的，好像到最后到一个地步就有点像说要耗尽了。
But still, sometimes we run out of strength in our life.
不管是什么原因，不管我们到什么年纪，我们总是会要来有一个时刻再来重新面对神的应许。
No matter how old we are, sometimes we need to renew facing the Lord.
所以亚伯拉罕这个话是你能听出来灰心的感觉哈，但是我们知道说亚伯拉罕他不是绝望。
We can feel that he is losing hope, but he has not lost hope.
虽然我们知道这个话是灰心的话，但是如果他是绝望的人，神也不会继续向他说话。
If he is without hope, then God will not continue to speak to him.
接下来我们是我们最熟悉的，就是带他出去。神对他说：“你本圣所生的，才要成为你的后裔。”哈。然后就要去观看天上的众星。
And the next thing is probably we're very familiar with. He looked up, God asked him to look up towards the heaven and number the stars.
就是我们朝自己身上看的时候，就越看越灰心。
When we look at ourselves, and we would be discouraged.
但是耶和华神带亚伯拉罕、亚伯兰，有的时候我们现在就混在一起讲了哈。但圣经那个时候还是叫亚伯兰，带他来向天观看。
So, but God led Abram at that time. He's still named Abram, to look at the skies and the stars.
亚伯兰信耶和华，这个话我们太熟悉了。
We're also very familiar with the words that Abram believed in the Lord.
我们熟悉是因为保罗引用，我们讲到的时候常常不知道引用多少次哈，因为这个和称义连在一起。
Paul, we're familiar with it because Paul said that a lot, because it's related to justification.
但是让我们回到神的话本身，我们要记得说，在这里亚伯兰信耶和华，他的背景是在说赏赐的事，是神在说。我要大大赏赐你，因着这些才有后面的话。
So, but when we look at what Abram said at that time, the background is that God is going to reward him
不是说神应许亚伯拉罕你不会掉到火湖里去，亚伯兰信神啊，神就称他为义。神的应许并不是在应许亚伯兰说你不会掉到火湖里面去。
And God's promise is not that he would fall into the lake of fire, but he, because of his, God will reward him.
那如果你觉得基督徒人生只要这样应许我就够了，我就可以很快乐的过我余下的日子，那么可能接下来的故事就跟我们的关系不那么大。
If as a Christian, if we think that we just have need one promise and then we're happy, then our relationship with God will not be great.
但是因为这个故事的背景是在讲赏赐，是在讲应许。应许其实应许的是什么？就是产业。
So, but the background of this story is the is the promise, and this promise is his inheritance.
所以我想我们人生或早或晚会经历到亚伯拉罕所经历的，就是我们对神有一定的经历呢，我们知道说他是伟大的神，他是能力的神，他是恩典的神。
So we know our God is great and he is powerful and abundant, but we will experience sooner or later about his inheritance.
但是我们对应许这件事情可能不是那么有把握。
But we are not always sure of his promise.
所以或早或晚神要来向我们说话。
Sooner or later, God will speak to us.
如果就着应许的事神来向我们说话，我们应该怎样来回应？
So how do we respond to his promise?
感谢神，我们有一个信心的榜样。
Praise the Lord, we have a role model in Abram.
神为所有相信的人预备了一位信心之父。
God prepare a Father of faith for all people.
当神把这应许的话再给他的时候，亚伯兰信耶和华。
And when God speak to him, Abram believed in the Lord.
但愿信心之父向着神的那个回应，今天也是我们向着神的回应。
So may the response of the father of faith to God will also become our response.
因为亚伯拉罕是信心的父，我们是信心的儿女。
Abraham is the father of faith, but we are the children of faith.
神向我们说话，神跟我们立约，他要大大的赏赐我们。
God speak to us and promise us and want us to enter into covenant with him.
所以亚伯拉罕的约哈，他不是在说怎样逃脱刑罚，他是在说怎样来承受，怎样来得赏赐，或者说怎样承受产业。
So this covenant with Abraham is not about escaping punishment. It's about inheriting inheritance.
所以刚才你就看见和挪亚之约的区别。
So we
挪亚的关键就在于说，我们要明白一点，神刑罚了，他就不再刑罚。
We see that there's a difference in between the two covenant, between Abraham's covenant and Noah's covenant.
这里是说到神应许了，他就要来成全。
So here it tells us that he will fulfill when he promised.
虽然我们这个人看自己不像，就是觉得还是留给别人吧。
Even though we look at ourselves and see that we're not like that person who will be rewarded.
我们家里还有一个以利以谢，他还是可以做事的。
And in our household, there's still Eliezer who can be inheriting.
我们熟悉的话，我们就越过了。不是不重要，非常重要，只是我们很熟悉，就不多说了。
So we're not going to talk too much about this because we're very familiar with this.
所以这是称义的故事，但是称义的故事完了之后，其实神这才是正题啊。这神才回到正题，所以当初前面就在跟亚伯拉罕说这件事情。那亚伯拉罕没有信心，但是经过了称义的事之后，你就发现这是一个新的亚伯拉罕。
So we're not going to talk about that Abraham justified through faith, because it's something that the story is very familiar.
神说：“我招你出来，我领你出来，就是要把这地 赐你为业。
God said, I led you out from Ur is because I want to give this land to you as your inheritance.
所以我们下面来看亚伯拉罕的回答，这个回答很重要，是我们今天的重点。
So, next we're going to look at Abraham's answer, and this is the important point in today's message.
我们一起把第八节我们来读一下。
Let's read verse
18. 我们先一起读中文，然后 Tony 弟兄带我们读英文。亚伯兰说，主耶和华，我怎能知道必得这地为业呢？
But he said, O Lord God, how am I to know that I shall possess it?
我不知道弟兄姊妹读的时候，你的感觉亚伯拉罕他的心态是怎样的？
I don't know, when you read this verse, what do you think of his attitude was like?
其实有可能会有两种解读哈，不像第一段里面我们很清楚亚伯拉罕他说我既无子，他是一个比较灰暗的心，但是在这里有两种不一样的解读。
This is maybe there are two different ways to look at how he answered here.
通常我们说我怎能知道，这是一种反问的，你可以，我们不太相信说别人说我要给你什么，我们会耸耸肩吗？ So,How do I know? 那个 how 的时候是一种味道，我怎么会知道？
So sometimes you when this question is asked, you wonder how do I know?
Yeah, 这个我们自己很多时候会遇到这，但是另一种情形是说，这时候亚伯拉罕他的信心是不一样的。
But the other way to look at it is the faith, Abram's faith is different now.
这里的亚伯拉罕是经过了称义的亚伯拉罕。
This Abram is one who is now justified through faith.
所以就在这里可以看见说称义他的目的在哪里。
And we want to see what is the goal of this justification.
称义不仅是给我们信心说我们可以逃脱刑罚，称义是给我们信心来领受应许。
And this justification through his faith is not only to escape punishment, but is to receive inheritance.
所以如果神开我们的眼睛，我们可以看见说，当亚伯拉罕这么说话的时候，他对神的应许他开始开始认真，他开始上心，他开始追问，他开始要一点神来给他的确认。
So we see that when Abraham, through his faith, now, looks at this inheritance, it means something to him now that he wants God to give him a confirmation.
因为他相信神，所以他要跟神要一点确认。
Because he believes in God, he wants a confirmation from God.
今天你订一张机票快飞的时候，你会去打一个电话说确认一下说，我的座位还在不在？
So when you go and get a reservation and an airline ticket, and you want to give them a call and make sure that your seat is still available.
你是相信这个航空公司，你已经花了钱，你已经买了票。你只是要再确认一下。
You believe this airline company, you have already paid for the ticket, so you just want to make sure.
这是亚伯拉罕问话的意思。
And this is the meaning why Abraham asked this question.
当然我们不是把航空公司比作神，大家都知道我的意思。
I'm not saying that we're comparing airlines with God, but you know what I mean.
或者你跟孩子说，你说我会给你一个礼物，他马上就问什么时候。
So if you tell your children, I'm going to give you a gift, they will right away ask you when.
他是相信你才会这么问。
He believes you, that's why he asked that.
如果你从来不给他礼物，或者你没从来都是一个食言的人。
Or maybe if you never given your children any gifts, or you say you're going to give a gift, but you don't.
当你再应许一次，他不会包着来跟你确认。
So he if they know who, that's who you are, they're not going to call, they will not confirm it with you.
所以我们相信亚伯拉罕在问，我怎能知道必得这地为业？这是一个带着信心的问。
So when Abraham, he already believed, and that's what he's, he asked, how can I know that I definitely will inherit this
land? 他里面是真的在那里期待。
He is looking forward to it.
所以神与他立约。
So God made a covenant with him.
所以这个约被称为亚伯拉罕之约。
This is called the covenant with Abraham.
有两次哈。第八节他说主耶和华。
Verse 8 said, O Lord God.
这个主。我不知道你读到的时候你会不会想起圣经在哪里还读到过。
Do you remember where we see that, O Lord God, before?
据我们的认识，这是亚伯拉罕生命当中第一次他称耶和华为主耶和华。
It's the first time that Abraham called Lord Yahweh.
Yeah, 也是圣经里其实第一次用主这个词 Adonai.
And the first time the word was used Lord.
对，所以我们有时候把这个主称为立约之主。
And this is the Lord that established the covenant.
如果我们是真心的来到神的面前，我们称他为主。
If we are truly come before him and call him Lord,
让我们的神带我们去看外面的星空。
And he bring us to the outside, lead us to the outside to look at the heavens.
我们的主耶和华他要与我们立约。
And our Lord God is going to establish a covenant with us.
我这个人不仅是有过神的应许，我是有神应许的约。
Not only am I have the promise of God, but I have the covenant of promise.
所以基督徒，基督徒哈，我们有了基督就不应该再是局外人。
So if we already have Jesus Christ, we are no longer an outsider.
不是说有些人不应该是局外人，我们每一个基督徒都不应该是诸约上的局外人。
So not just some people are not outsiders, it's all Christians are not outsiders.
今天我想我们每一个信主的人，至少我们对于诺亚之约，我们都有这样的体会。
So,All of us should have this experience of Noah's covenant.
但是我们基督徒的余生，但愿我们不只是停留在不再受刑罚，而是我们去承受那个应许。
But for all Christians, remainder of our life, we should have this experience with the inheritance, the covenant of inheritance.
也许我们会选择说，我们可以跟神很优雅的说哈。就是我神啊你的好意我就心领了。
Or maybe we shouldn't just said thank you for your provision.
诺亚之约我就要了。
I will take the covenant of Noah's covenant.
但是这个应许之约就容我做一个局外人吧。
But Just let me be an outsider for the covenant of promise.
但愿我们每一个被宝血所赎回来的，我们向着神的心不是这样。
May all of us who are purchased with the blood of Christ, that we are not like that.
我们知道我们今天的主题是关于这个产业，或者说基业。
So we know that this year the theme is about inheritance.
我们读了一些民数记，也读了一些出埃及记。
And we studied some about Numbers and also Exodus.
可能圣明弟兄还会再带我们再多读一点的民数记。
And Brother 圣明 may continue to take us more into Numbers.
今天我们就是简单往前再追溯一点。
And so today we just go back a little bit and
我们在 父亲节的时候，我们一同来思想信心之父。
And we think together about the Father of Faith during Father's Day.
亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
Abram believes in the Lord, and the Lord counted it as righteousness.
当我们每次擘饼的时候，来到主的饼杯面前的时候，我们也是要像存着亚伯拉罕那样的信心。
So every time when we come to before the, break bread and drink and the cup, we have to have this faith of Abraham.
因为我们没有一个人信心是完全的，连信心之父他的信心也不是完全的。
Our faith is not perfect, and even Abraham, who is the father of faith, his faith is not perfect.
但是我们如果向神求问说，我怎能知道必得这地为业呢？
But if we ask, how can we know that I will inherit this land?
但愿我们心中能够明白，那我们就知道说，为什么主耶稣举起杯来说，这是我立约的血。
But we think of what Jesus said when he raised the cup and said, "This is the blood of the covenant."
这个约，这个血，不是为了保证我，不只是，当然是，我们要记得，不只是保证我们脱离刑罚。
This blood is, of course, to keep us from being punished, but that's not the only thing.
这个约，这个血，它是要保证我们说，要我们去承受应许。
This guarantees that we will obtain inheritance.
让我们能够得到产业。
So we can obtain his inheritance.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，你实在是立约的神。
Lord, we thank you. You are the one who established the covenants.
你不仅拯救我们，你也把宝贵的应许给我们。
Not only you save us, but you also give us these precious promises.
我们既有儿女的心，我们就欢喜到你面前来，我们呼叫阿爸父。
The hearts of your children come before you to and cry out, Abba Father.
我们知道你要把一切的好处，家中一切的好处都给我们。
You are going to give us everything in the family that is good.
你要在圣徒中所得的基业会有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And how precious and glorious is the inheritance that you give us.
让我们都可以一起按着信心之父亚伯拉罕的脚踪去行。
And let us follow the father of faith.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray all this in name of Jesus. Amen.